My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sentimental ornament you hung on the Christmas tree. I wish I was the star that went on top. I wish I was the evidence. I wish I
Red Sox front office report this week brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, joins us this morning. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning.
Has Theo given you the backstage meet and greet Eddie Vedder offer yet for September 17th at Fenway?
He hasn't yet, but okay. My hope is it's coming.
Okay. How often do you see Theo? Is he around the ballpark?
I talk to him significantly more than I see him. He was up for a couple days. About a week or so ago.
Yeah.
But more phone calls, quick check-ins via text. And he obviously knows that he is welcome to be around as much as he'd like.
Has he been checking out the basketball in town a little bit more of late? Or
my conversations with him are exclusively about baseball.
Before we get to, well, you might not want to get to last night, but before we get to that, as a player, you got to experience what the Jimmy Fund does, Dana-Farber. Your first time the last couple days as the chief baseball officer. It's pretty incredible what the Red Sox do and what the city does when it comes to helping those who are fighting cancer.
Yeah, no question about it. There's just a different atmosphere, different aura around Fenway, around the team for these couple of days. And so many people have a hand in making this such a successful radio telethon, including all of you at WEI, and want to extend our appreciation. But the work that goes in is incredible. You know, this year was especially meaningful and poignant, given how much Larry and Wake had meant to this. But the ability to raise almost $4 million over a couple of days toward cancer research is truly remarkable.
All right, on to last night. We were talking earlier about the bullpen, and I think prior to the All-Star break, the combined DRA was three, a little over three, 3.67 or whatever. It's now over six. What if anything, to ask it the way Lally would, what do you see being the issue there?
Yeah, I think this comes down to execution. And, we've got to figure out if this execution driven by fatigue, is it execution driven intent? But You know, we're getting ourselves into two strike counts at about the same rate that we had in prior to the All-Star break, but we're not missing barrels, especially with two strikes. And, you know, I think we can think about a handful of breaking balls, spin that stayed close to hitters that, damage was done on. And I think we've got to figure out a way to execute better. We'll take a look at whether it's pitch mix, though the usage has been pretty consistent with what it was before the All-Star break or what. But obviously, we've got to pitch better. We've got to figure out a way to hold leads as we get into late innings and, you know, get the ball to guys like Martin, who has been really good when he's been healthy, and Kenley, who's been really good all year.
Craig, bullpen aside, Alex Cora emphasized the importance of playing defense and the need to play defense to be able to play into October. Standing where you guys are right now, what is your biggest difficulty, your biggest challenge to make it to October when it comes to this team?
Yeah, you know, I think the pitching and defense certainly stand out. And in the first half, it was the pitching that carried us. And coming out of the All-Star break, we swung the bats really, really well. We've got, an offense that can score runs with any other team in the league, but we've got to prevent them as well. And it's true, we've got a young team that's athletic and plays fast, but we've got to figure out a way to slow things down on defense. And it's not from a lack of effort or care or work. We've just got to continue to force these guys to develop at the big league level. And on the pitching side, like I said, I think we've got to figure out how to preserve leads. With the last turn through, Tanner's been better, Cutter's been better, getting Bayo back has been good. Pivetta will go tonight, and so hopefully we can stabilize the rotation a bit and see some positive performances on that side as well.
Craig, when you look at where you guys are in the standings and the importance of this series against Baltimore and really being able to come away with winning this series to kind of keep pace in this tight wild card race, what's the mindset? Is that the mindset in the clubhouse, is to not split, to come away winning this series against Baltimore?
Yeah, I think the mindset has been pretty consistent. It's definitely a credit to Alex and the coaching staff and the players in the clubhouse that have focused on the task in front of them. And so I don't think there's a ton of scoreboard watching and, trying to root against the teams that we're facing. I think there's a focus on the work that we have to do, and that starts with winning tonight's game. It's easy to get caught up in, the pitch to pitch, and certainly last night's loss was incredibly difficult. At the same time, we're in the middle of August and we're two games out of a playoff spot, and I think we've got some guys returning that should help us, and we've got to win the games that we can win, and that's the most important thing for us.
I would just ask, Craig, what's going on with Tristan Casas?
Yeah, so I think we're nearing the end of his rehab assignment. I would expect that he's going to be back with us soon. I think he was just kind of working through the acclimation to swinging and hitting the ball hard with the recovery, and recognizing that, it's not going to feel in the ribcage area exactly like it did before he got hurt, but figuring out, how to kind of manage this and work through it, given that this is a baseball decision at this point medically. He feels as pretty good. He feels probably as good as he's going to, and the timing is coming back. He's had a couple of good games, and he feels like he's very, very close to being ready.
How do you balance that with the need to get him up here, him being cleared medically, and then just waiting for the okay of Tristan feeling like he can actually do it? Is there any encouraging that Alex or you or anybody on the staff does to tell him he could, he's ready to go up here to get that the team needs him?
Yeah, I think he knows that. I think he also knows that a healthy Tristan is going to impact us far more than one who has reservations or hesitant. And so, he's been very honest. We've been very honest with him. And also should give some credit to, a guy like Dom, who has stepped up in Tristan's absence and contributed to a number of wins. There's no question that we're a better team when Tristan Casas is on it, but that's only the case if he's producing at the level that we're used to out of him.
Speaking of getting guys back, were you surprised
when it came to Trevor's story that he wants to be available, is available. That was, everybody kind of described that as season ending in April. Was the organization surprised by that pleasantly?
So very, very excited about that. I wouldn't say surprised that he wants to be back. Super competitive guy that was just crushed, when this injury happened back in April. But I think over the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've seen such rapid progress that this went from, a pipe dream to potentially a reality. We watched him take batting practice on the field on Monday, kind of joked he hit the ball over the monster. And I said, I think you're going to be ready tomorrow. But it's been great to have him around the team. You look down in the dugout and you see him sitting next to Alex. Right now, it's like he's an additional coach, another set of eyes. But hopefully, pretty soon, he's going to be a guy who's playing shortstop for us. We know that he can impact the game on both sides of the ball, and I think we saw that a little bit in spring training and in April before he went down. So I think just the idea that he might be back on the field has really uplifted the group, and having him around has had such a positive impact on others.
Craig, it was a hard week for Jarren Duran. For a player that's been pretty outspoken about his mental health struggles, how important was it for the team to make sure that he took responsibility but was also taken care of with the backlash?
For sure. We felt like the incident warranted a very strong response from the organization, and we certainly recognized the damage that had been done and the mistake that this was. At the same time, I think we also can recognize that Jarren is a good kid who made a mistake, and both of those things can be true, and it's important that we and his teammates support him, and I think you're seeing that because, I think Jarren took significant initiative in speaking to the media, in showing a ton of accountability, and in committing to doing the work to repair the damage that he's done.
Craig Breslow, thanks for taking the time, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There he is, as Wiggy would call him, Craig.
Craig
Breslow. Jarren Duran, his jersey was the number one best-selling jersey in Major League Baseball last couple days. Is that accurate?
I don't know if that's accurate, but I feel like,
I see it on the social medias, but I don't know if that's Eric Shun or not.
I've seen it, too. I've also seen people trying to put out a video that he got a standing ovation, and it's a video from, like, a Detroit Tigers game. Yeah. So I don't, like,
but you do see
I don't know what's real and what's
you
not.
You do see a lot of responses on social media where they're like, coming to his defense and so you do see like for whatever reason people are like, oh, Jarren Duran, like they're coming to his defense. I don't really get it.
Last night in Southie, James cornered Mayor Wu and asked her
hold on. You can't just say that. What was that photo that you sent? How did you end up at an event with Mayor Wu?
So James and I went to a Rock Out Collins Joy Project event at Collins Park in South Boston. And there was a rock painting event.
I see.
And then there was some music, and James was playing the drums.
Uh-huh.
And former Mayor Ray Flynn was next to me. His son was there. Hobnobbing.
I see.
Like three different people come up to me. They go, Curtis, that's the mayor. I'm like, I know who the mayor is.
Did you introduce yourself?
Well,
and if so, did you use your real name?
I did not. No, I didn't. I felt like I had gone soft because I was walking away, and I think 5 years ago I would have been a bulldog. But last night James got five police officer stickers from Mayor Wu's detail.
And my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And the mayor came up and said hi to James and counted his stickers, and she was really sweet. And I said, good evening, thanks for coming by. And then I saw Ray Flynn, and James ended up in between them, and it was like Forrest Gump, so I had to capture the video for social media. It was a wondrous night. Beautiful evening, and the mayor was, just very chatty, very happy. She was about to go welcome Governor Waltz to town.
Did you get, I think you have some challenge coins for James.
I did.
Did you get them out of the mail upstairs? Because they've been in the mailroom for a while.
Ken brought one down to my office
okay. This
morning.
Where's that from?
The Chatham Fire Department.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Unbelievable. It's awesome. The people who have listened to the show are just so kind.
They are.
Go out of their way.
It is so freeing that where the kids can just scooter down or ride their bikes or run around, and you don't have to worry about a thing except for taking in all the community that's there, the fun, the music, the offerings that the small businesses have.
Mm, can I tell you, if you keep mocking my mayor, I am going to lose it on you.
It is so freeing.
It was so freeing.
It's so freeing without traffic. Really.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
I can imagine a world without cars. Can everybody else imagine that?
No.
Can I tell you why I like being in the same place as the mayor?
It's I'll tell you what, it's the big trucks that really bother me. Like these people driving around in their giant gas-guzzling trucks, delivering things, daring to deliver things that people need.
You're judging them.
I can imagine a world without them. Yeah, well, anyway. What?
I was going to say, the reason I love Mayor Wu is that whenever we're in the same place, I'm not the most socially awkward.
I'm surprised you didn't say nothing to her.
I know.
I'm holding James.
Are you really, though?
What would I say to her?
I mean, just like, you know, hey.
We'd love to have you on the show.
Exactly.
Okay.
If I see her, I'm going to be, more gray bikes. More gray bikes.
It was a long day. I did the best I could. James was a big fan.
Well, let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Matt Judon is out. The New England Patriots have traded Judon to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick. Greg, have you seen the conspiracy theories about this?
Yes, I like the Arthur Blank conspiracy theory where he felt like Robert Kraft did him a solid by warning him about Bill Belichick. And so, therefore, he, in return, did the Patriots a solid by giving them a third-round pick. I like that. Conspiracy theory.
It was the first thing I thought of when I saw that Judon was going to the Falcons.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to be kicked. Blank is going to be kicking himself in the ass. He's like, damn, I could have had Judon and Belichick.
The Pats will face off with the Eagles in their second preseason game tonight, 7 p.m. start. The Red Sox dropped the sweep of the Rangers, dropping their game last night 9-7 after leading the entire game until the Rangers' three-run ninth. Tanner Houck went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 3. The boys are now in Maryland to take on the Orioles tonight. 6:35 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Aaron Judge has reached 300 career home runs. He becomes the quickest to do so in MLB history. And Salem, New Hampshire Little League, the team representing New England in the Little League World Series, lost their first game to Hawaii yesterday, but it's okay.
Oh,
it's,
I hope the fellas are running today.
I'm sure they are.
I mean, they're representing our region.
Yep.
Like, let's go here.
Let's go.
Aloha means goodbye.
Yeah, no water, no oranges.
Right.
No orange slices.
No.
Those are the best.
No.
It is double elimination, so they'll have a chance to stay alive in their game on Saturday. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Great job, Courtney.
Thank you.
As you head off to a long weekend to a wedding, well earned.
Yep.
73 degrees, mostly sunny skies. 82 degrees is the afternoon high.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.